Ariel Jackson, who heads the Community Food Basket in Idaho Falls, says numbers went down after the expanded benefits went into effect last year. But this announcement has reversed that trend, and she saw the first signs of it posted on Facebook.
People were panicking because they had received a letter and they weren't going to be getting this extra allotment anymore, and they didn't know what they were going to do. Within days of that, our numbers at our food bank spiked back up. We were seeing 20 to 30 families a day, and now we're back up to 60 a day.
Jackson says her colleagues in food banks across the state have seen similar increases. The enhanced benefits stopped at the end of April. According to the USDA, more than 42,000 Idaho households received SNAP emergency allotments in March. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare says it has extended the maximum allotment for all families because unemployment rates are low and the number of available jobs is high. Idaho has announced additional unemployment benefits from the federal government also will end in the state in mid-June, and the federal eviction moratorium is set to expire at the end of June. Jackson thinks the combination can mean a benefits cliff for some people who have either struggled to find jobs or haven't returned to work because of health concerns.
One of the biggest concerns that food banks have is that these programs will all end at relatively the same time and we'll feel it here. People won't know what to do.
Jackson believes families didn't have enough time to cope with the SNAP benefits change. She's also concerned about what will happen over the summer when kids are out of school and don't have access to school meals.
We know the programs are going to end. I mean, they just were never intended to go forever. And so anything we can do to help our families adjust to the changes that are coming, if that's getting information sooner or being able to help them navigate through some of that stuff, that's what we want to do.
Jackson says food banks across Idaho are in need of volunteers and donations. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Amy Van Tatenhove.